Hello and welcome to the Pugsley Crew Reviews podcast, where we talk about all manner of films, whether they're good, bad, or anything in between, really. We will watch them and talk about them and give you our honest opinions. Today we are joined with Kerr9000 again. How are you doing, dude?
Hiya, chap. I'm not bad at all. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. A bit tired, as always. That's the way it is. You been up to much?
No, not a lot. Just the usual game playing and trying to watch my way through an anime.
Probably what anime?
The name of it. Hajime no Ippo. It's a boxing
anime. Oh, the boxing one. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Americans call it Fighting Spirit, which is a lot easier to say.
Yeah. It does seem appear to be easier to say. But yeah, I've seen some of it. I need to watch more of it, to be honest, but too much stuff to watch, too much stuff to play. I haven't got the time, unfortunately.
Well, it's the nice novelty about nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just struggle to find things to watch with four channels and limited VHS collection, and nowadays with the world at your fingertips.
Yeah,
it's too much to watch.
Exactly. Like, you jump on, I don't know, Netflix or something like that, and there's just such a huge choice. Don't get me wrong, right? Everything's going to be great on there anyway. Like, there's going to be good, decent stuff, bad stuff. But when you have so much choice, it's just like, oh, what prawn. And then you just go and do something else. There's times where I've literally sat here, game-wise now. I've sat here, right, I'm going to stream something. Right, I finished the games I've been playing. Let's start something new. I'll sit here for 3 or 4 hours and then just go to bed not doing anything after staying at the screen thinking what to play.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's true.
And I'm like, why am I like this? What is wrong with me? I don't know. Anywho, we are going to be talking about a film called Twin Town. It's a film I have seen a few times when I was younger, and I really enjoyed it when I was younger. I think you said you've seen it, but you didn't really remember it.
I remembered it being billed as being the Welsh train spotting, and I remembered little flashes of it, but not enough, you know. Yeah. I knew I had to watch it again to talk about it.
Yeah, it's an enjoyable film. Well, I enjoyed it as a kid anyway, because obviously it came out in 97. I'm not sure if I watched it around that time. So I probably would have been about like 15, 14, 13, 16. I would have been in my early teens, early to mid-teens. So there you go.
Yeah.
But it's when it's compared to Trainspotting, I think it's a very, very different kind of film. Trainspotting's a lot more serious, I guess.
Yeah. This hasn't got the sort of level of polish that Trainspotting's got.
Mm.
I wouldn't compare it myself directly to Trainspotting, but I think the advertising department did an amazing job by linking it to Trainspotting.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit like now where you get those like low budget films where there'll be like Star Wars and then there'll be like War Among the Stars, or you have like the Terminator, the Exterminator, you know.
Yeah.
That's not what they tried with this, but the advertising to it kind of tried that.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, because like the film is a very, very different kind of film to Trainspotting. I think the only commonality is that there's drugs in both, but one of them is like a bit of weed. The other one's about heroin. It's very, yeah, very different stakes. And glue.
They mention like cocaine and stuff in this, but the twins, you do mostly see them just smoking weed and snorting glue and
yeah there's cocaine in there, whereas the people who were involved in the cocaine are like the rich person and the cops.
Yeah.
Whereas the main protagonists then smoke a bit of weed and steal cars and sniff a bit of glue. But for those who are unfamiliar with this film, The film is set in and around Swansea, in Wales, just in case that anyone's wondering. Because, you know, Wales is not really... Most people think, oh, that's England. It's Wales.
Yeah. I seem to think it's in South Wales, and it's the second or third biggest place in Wales.
Yeah. Yeah, Swansea's a pretty big place, and it's in South Wales. I'm not sure how far away it is from me, but, you know, not, I'm close to Cardiff than I am Swansea.
Yeah, because I know there's quite a divide from, like, North to South Wales. From my experience, one's a bit more like the castles and stuff people imagine, and the other's more built up.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you which way around.
North Wales is more of a rural thing than South Wales, but, you know, it's just the way it is, isn't it?
I went to Wales a lot as a kid, but it's not somewhere I've been very much as an adult.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I live in Wales, so, you know.
Yeah.
I've been there a lot. But I'm from South Wales, not North. North is a lot more Welsh, I would say, than fucking South Wales. If that makes any sense at all. Like, it's more common to speak Welsh, it's more common to do certain things, but, you know, are considered Welsh.
Yeah.
More traditions and that sort of thing. Yeah, so as I was saying, this film is set in Swansea. It's about two guys who are twins, but not actually twins. For some reason, they're just called the twins. Allegedly. They basically like to steal cars and smoke weed. There's also two cops who are bent coppers, as they would call them, which are involved with cocaine. Then there's another guy who's like, like, his name is Bryn. He's, I'm sure I've seen him in other stuff, and I'm sure his name is always fucking Bryn. I might be wrong. He is like this rich guy, and all well off. I don't know how rich he is meant to be, but you look at his house and there's a big, nice house with a pool and everything. And he's kind of like running the show when it comes to the drugs, I guess. But, you know, it stems from little things happening, like Fatty, who is the twins' father, has a fall during a job for Bryn. They don't get any kind of, like, compensation or anything from Bryn. And he just, like, gives them 20 quid and tells them to fuck off, basically. So they decide to then piss on the daughter.
I love that.
Which is pretty grim, really.
That's Bryn, funny, though.
It is funny. It is fucking hilarious. I really like the film in general. Like, I still think it's really good. Personally. But maybe that's just my Welsh showing through. Basically, after that, Bryn and Terry, which is the Scottish copper, he is, I don't know why, is a Scottish copper in Swansea. I'm joking. But they then beat up the twins. The twins then get revenge by cutting off Bryn's dog's head off. I think I already said off. I'll say it again, off. And leave it on the bed of Bryn's... bed. Leave it on the bed of Bryn's bed. And it keeps escalating from there. Terry then, who is told by Bryn to kill their dog, because the twins have got a dog. That was the plan, and he sets the dog, he puts the dog in a, is it the dog house, locks the door and sets it on fire. Unfortunately, the fire causes the entire caravan that they're living in on fire, which kills Fatty, the father, the mother, and the sister. So from there on, it's like, well, it does go a bit more serious, but it still keeps that funny tone. And then obviously the twins retaliate by basically hanging Bryn and while they chuck Fatty into the sea, it's not as bad as you sound. Fatty wanted to be buried at sea. Yeah. They bury him at sea. They tie Terry to the coffin, and he goes in with it. It's quite a bit rough, like you know, but shit happens. But all throughout, it's just funny as well. It's got a lot of comedy to it, and it does make me laugh.
I mean, that's the thing, is that terrible things happen, but there's always a dark aspect of humour to it.
Yeah.
It doesn't shy away from being terrible, but it always does it tongue-in-cheek with a laugh beside the horror.
Yeah.
And I think... Yeah, obviously, I'm not Welsh. I'm, well, British, English, whatever you want to say. But this reminded me of a lot of places my brother's lived. He's lived on a lot of council estates.
Yeah.
Where there have been loads of weed heads and people stealing each other's cars and growing family rivalries and fights. And I just think if you've lived in a sort of, or visited an impoverished part of this country, be it Wales, England, Scotland, you'll have seen people like this. You'll be able to relate to it, and that's why it works, because it's like holding a mirror up to part of society.
Yeah, exactly. It does work. Obviously, things go a bit far, and things like you wouldn't really know much about that aspect, like people killing each other over a dog. But, well, maybe you would, I don't know. But it is quite telling of like rundown places, you know, impoverished places.
Yeah. Well, I think in a way where this does differ from Trainspotting, that kind of glamorizes everything in a way, Trainspotting. You've got the drug taking, you've got the like intense music, and it's all like played for adventure, and it tries to make it look glamorous. I don't think this does that. I think this is more grounded in humour, but it also kind of does show people for being a bit. It's not like saying, go be like this. Do you know what I mean? It's more grounded.
Yeah. No, I get you.
The kind of tale to this is like, if you're going to go eye for an eye, be careful, because like the whole thing might go far beyond what you ever intended. Because I mean, like the guy only intended to go dog for dog, but it was because there was a gas canister next to the kennel that it like shot the fire into that, which blew everything, which then, you know, he pushed further than he intended to, and then they were left in a situation of, do we sort of hit back? And that's why it all got out of hand, because it just escalated and then little accidents happen. And
yeah.
Kind of, if you want to be gangster, are you willing to go all the way? If you're not, don't start it, basically, I think, is the message I'd take from this film.
Yeah. It is. I think it's like a very simple premise, but I think it's executed quite well myself. Like I said, I've enjoyed it since I was a kid, basically. So I haven't seen it since I was a kid, but I always remember being very fond of it, you know?
Yeah. The thing that the one twin in it is the guy that plays the lizard in one of the Spider-Man films.
Yeah, Rhys Evans. What fans.
He's the one out of this that I think's definitely gone on to the sort of biggest career.
Yeah.
I'm sure that him and the other brother, even though they're listed with different last names, I think they are actually brothers in real life.
I have no idea. The thing is like with Rhys Evans, I'm not sure how, like his name is Rhys. His last name, I've always wondered, is it Rhys Iffens or Rhys Evans? The reason why I wonder it is because one F, because his name is Rhys Evans, it's to me, it seems like a Welsh name, right?
Yeah.
And in Wales, double F is pronounced F. One F is pronounced V, like a V. So is it Reese Evans or Reese Evans? I don't know.
I've heard people say it both ways, but I don't know whether it's one of those things where people have said it wrong and not got corrected. And it's
I have no idea.
Yeah.
He's also, if you remember, I believe, I am correct, it's Eyeball Paul, isn't it? From Kevin and Perry Go Large.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he drinks through his alcohol through his eyeball.
Oh.
that's rough, man. I could not do that.
Nah.
That was a good film as well.
I think the worst I've seen was somebody. I used to work in a pub for 10 years.
All right.
And somebody that had parts of their mouth and throat removed. I think it was due to some form of cancer, and they got a pipe in the neck, and they used to inject alcohol into a syringe to then inject it into their neck hole.
Oh, that sounds that's rough. Can't be helped, like, if that's how they have to drink, but it sounds rough.
Yeah.
So, what did you think of this film, then, Kerr?
It's a pretty good film. I do think there's some pacing issues where it's faster and slow and it kind of moves around weirdly.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I think it's a good film.
Yeah, I like it. And this is one of the few films that I've picked myself. Because I don't pick a lot of them because I'm just like, I would stick whatever on. Well, not whatever, but you know what I mean. I mean, he's like, what should we watch? I think the last few films I've said, let's watch this one. Like the last film we watched, Black Roses. I was literally like, have you seen this film? You're like, no. I was like, we're watching this film.
it's hard to pick films because on the one hand, you want to talk about things you want to talk about so that you have a dog in the game. But then you are thinking, well, if other people are going to listen to this, what do other people want to hear about?
Yeah.
What could I put out there that will attract either the most people or the people that will get the most from it?
Yeah.
And I don't think on that terms this is a bad shout either, because obviously with its at least advertising-wise connection to Trainspotting, it is like Trainspotting's lesser-known twin in some ways.
Mm.
So, yeah.
It's been some funny there's some funny things in here. Like one of the early scenes in this that I genuinely thought was funny is when the twins come home from their first joyride, and all the family's having a go at them, and then the father turns around and says something along the lines of "and stay away from my fucking glue."
Yeah,
I do notice they for my boats, not for up your fucking nose. And then he turns around and says, buy your own fucking glue. And I can't help but laugh at that because it's like, it's not, do not be sniffing glue. It is, if you're going to sniff glue, buy your fucking own.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I thought it's funny.
Yeah. And one other scene, there's plenty of scenes that are funny, but I only wrote down a couple, is when Joanne is like a little troop of kids tootling their horns and stuff and they're in the road. And they get out, and then Terry gets kicked in the leg and then punches the fucking kid in the guts. I couldn't help but find that funny. Yeah, it's like, he's like a fucking 12-year-old kid or something, and he's fucking decking him just because he's like, I don't like kids, basically. Another conversation that had me laughing. Not laughing, actually. Thinking about it is when he's on about the 2-litre bottle of Coke. 2 litre bottle of Coke was 27p. But a 1 litre was 37p. That's fine. My point, it's like, I get it. Sometimes they do deals and what have you. But what I don't get is I don't remember Coke being 27p for a 2 litre bottle of it. Now it's like fucking nearly £3 for a 2 litre bottle of Coke.
The thing is, I don't think when I was young, I'd have drank that much Coke. I think, you know, you kind of started out on the sort of Panda Shandy flat top sort of crap pot because that's what you could get with your pocket money.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Coke fan anyway. I'm very strange in that I find it has a soapy taste to it. But I like Pepsi Max a lot. So.
Yeah, I like Pepsi Max. Especially the cherry one.
Yeah. Which is strange because I don't mind cherry Coke because I don't find that's got a soapy taste. But other Cokes, it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Weird. Yeah. But, yeah, another thing I found funny is throughout the film, they'd always place bets on certain things like, you answer this question, or you do this thing, or the flag stays floating for a certain amount of time, and if you get it wrong, you got to take a talk on that bong, or pipe, yeah, or whatever, hold your breath for so long, and stuff like that. It's like... The people used to, like, I'm not sure how old these kids are meant to be. Like, are they meant to be kids or are they meant to be older? Because they're obviously old enough to drive. Well,
yeah,
they're supposed to be old enough. I'm assuming they are. I'm assuming they're meant to be young adults, like 20s.
Yeah, because it's insinuated that they'll go to jail, isn't it? Not juvie, if you know what I mean. So,
Another thing as well that I found funny in a peculiar sense is I'm 90% sure. Throughout the film, their names are never mentioned. But in the credits, yeah, their names are something like Jamie and Justin or something. But I'm sure they never called that. They just called the twins.
I think you might be right on that, because I don't remember them ever being, like, talked to on their own. Or there's not really any time where you do get them apart, is there?
No.
And it's always like if someone's going to moan about them or what, they like get them two bastards, or it's never, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm surprised they got first names. they never mentioned. Yeah, I enjoyed my time with it. Like I said, it's been like a long time since I watched it, but I still think it's funny. I think that's what I want to get more from it, is it makes me laugh.
Yeah, it has got a good sense of humour to it, and that does really help.
Yeah, it's kind of juvenile in a way, like a lot of it, but I think that's fine. It's good fun.
No wrong with a bit of juvenile humour now and again.
Exactly. But it is interesting how it starts off with, little things, and then it just escalates into, like, five people ending up dead. all because of fucking someone falling off a ladder.
It does set things up well. I mean, it's like the conversation early on in the film about the dad saying, I want to be buried at sea if I go. And the mum's like, you can't, you daft twat. There needs to be paperwork and whatever. And
yeah.
I think a lot of stuff that's hinted at the start does come back by the end to actually mean something.
Exactly, yeah. I think it's well done. It's an enjoyable film. I don't really have much else to say about it other than I liked it. I thought it was good, and I think more people should watch it if they haven't.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
But anything else you want to add, or are we good to wrap up? Or
yeah, I think we're good to wrap up on that one.
Yeah,
I definitely recommend people give it a watch. Especially if, I mean, I suppose we've ruined most of it if you've not seen it. But if you've heard this and you think it sounds good, then definitely give it a watch.
Exactly. My hope is that whenever people listen to this podcast, they'll see the film and instead of listening to the podcast if they haven't seen the film, is watch the film, then listen to the podcast, because I think you'll get more out of the podcast. Especially if you haven't watched it, listen to the podcast, then watch it. Some of the fun elements or surprises or things like that will get, you know, spoiled. Like, I'm sure I've done this podcast where within like 5 minutes, the ending have been talked about. And it's like, you know, spoilers straight away. So it's best to always watch the film first, unless you don't really care about watching the film, just like listen to us talk about films, then that's also good. It's up to you what you do, basically. Who am I to tell you what to do? But I can't have an opinion. Yeah, that's going to be it from us then. What would you rate this film?
8 out of 10, I reckon.
I think I'd give it an 8 as well, actually. It's a really fun film. It made me laugh. There's boobies in it. Which I completely forgot about until I was watching. I was like, ah, I don't remember this happening. terrible. But no, it's a good film. I think people should watch it. You should get a good time out of it. It's only an hour and 30 odd minutes long, so it's not too long, if that's an issue, because some people are like, oh, films are too long. Especially nowadays when films are like 6 hours long and you only get the first part. Yeah. Anyway, that is going to be us. I'd like to thank you again, Kerr, for taking part. As you know, it's always a pleasure.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
And this glue is for my submarine and not for putting up your fucking noses. And don't think I don't notice, because I do. Buy your own fucking glue.